Aboriginal women from town camps around Alice Springs marched yesterday to raise awareness of domestic violence in their communities. The march was prompted by frustrations with the invisibility of Indigenous women in Australia's domestic violence conversation. Hundreds of people, including government ministers and Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians, showed their support. Shirlene Campbell is one of the movement's organisers and is the coordinator of the Tungandjira Women's Family Safety Group. She spoke to The Wire's Bonnie Parker.
We wanted to have our voice because we were concerned that our voice weren't heard enough. Raising this march led by Town Camp Indigenous women and other Indigenous women around Alice Springs and other places, that, you know, we want our voices to be heard and we don't want violence in our community anymore, and asking for others to stand beside us.
Were you pleased with how it went?
Thinking about what I had in my vision, it actually turned out the way it became, and to me, I wouldn't thought that it become really powerful. And having that march and, you know, having all those ministers from all over Australia, you know, coming to listen to us and hear our voices and, you know, raising our concerns about our women and children and our town camps and our future that we've got to live in.
What other work does the group do? Could you just tell me a bit about what's involved?
We go out and teach town camps training about family and domestic violence, and we've also done a few teaching some of the school as well, teaching our young ones about respectful relationship and all that stuff.
What do you think it is that makes domestic violence more prevalent in town camps?
It's everything. It's not only alcohol, it's a range of things like financial, jealousy, lateral violence. I mean, you know, we didn't know what lateral violence is until we've done our training, our women's committee, and it sort of gave us an eye-opening about that too. And lateral violence, you know, come from the white British colonisation. Now, all of our own mob are using it against our own mob, you know, and it's not a good thing to see. And with our women's committee, you know, want to raise awareness about family and domestic violence, we also teach them about what lateral violence is and where it's come from and how we could maybe come up with a solution and change that around.
Why do you think it is that domestic violence in Indigenous communities doesn't get the same kind of coverage or understanding from the wider Australian community?
I don't know. To me, it sounds basically racism, because we are the law of the land, you know, and we need to start speaking up as women. And being women, we're not all about breaking families up. We're all about making families get connected back in together and being healthy. And we want a vibrant community, and we want our kids to have a better future and growing up and be role models in themselves.
What do you think needs to be the solution?
I reckon the locals have more of the solutions, because we know more what's best for our mob. For the ministers, yeah, we want them to listen and stand beside us and help us along the way, because working two ways is that learning two ways, knowledge and cultural perspective, that we will actually close the gap. After we've had this march, we're all excited and we want to make another stand, because we want to take our voices up to Canberra and we want to show the Prime Minister and whoever else works alongside him that we're actually doing something. We want to give him a message to come to our communities and sit down and have billy can tea and damper and listen to our stories, because we're the one who live by it every day.
Shirlene Campbell, coordinator of the Tungandjira Women's Family Safety Group, speaking to The Wire's Bonnie Parker.